And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Wes Hare. What's an hour's work worth? As a high schooler and a drugstore worker in Waynesburg, Virginia, 1950 to 52, I earned 40 cents an hour. Now Seattle, Washington is committing to grow steadily to $15 an hour for minimum wage for workers, and that's an ocean away from North Carolina. According to Interfaith Worker Justice, millions of fast food workers across the country are struggling to make ends meet, and now these workers are standing up for $15 an hour and the right to form a union without retaliation. Other low-wage workers, such as home health care workers, are now joining this struggle. After enduring bad weather in recent weeks, snow, ice, treacherous driving conditions, schools out at a moment's notice, and lengthy power outages for many, I have been thinking about low-wage workers. They get no paid leave, no sick leave, no paid vacation to use for missing work because of bad road conditions or to care for children out of school. Workers come to mind who have trouble making ends meet in good times with full work schedules, who recently have had reduced hours and even less pay to fill in the gaps. The North Carolina Council of Churches has joined with Rise Up, UNC, and other student groups to sponsor an event at Shaw University on April 15th. Check with the North Carolina Council of Churches this month for next month's event. 70% of women's workers are in these low-wage work realities, and that ain't right. Clearly, there is a ridiculous gap from corporate to bottom feeders who hold up the top. What can we do about this? This is Wes Hare.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue.
The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.